I knew I'd be a star. It wasn't even a matter of time, it was a matter of graduating high school and getting out of Tolling, the dead-end farming town 90 miles east of L.A. where I'd spent my entire childhood. 4 years ago, I did just that, and my rise to fame was fast. I'm one of those guys who has always had life handed to them on a silver platter. I showed up at auditions and got the part. Within 6 months, I had a top-notch agent and a lead in a television pilot, which was quickly trumped by a role in a blockbuster movie that became a franchise. Now the entire city is eating out of the palm of my hand. And I'm eating plenty, too. Pussy, that is. Because, damn, one good thing about being a celebrity is the constant stream of women begging you to fuck them. I'd say it isn't easy being this rich, this famous, but I'd be lying. It's the easiest fucking thing in the world. I show up, smile, and flex, and it's like women all over the world need to change their panties. But I just tell them panties are not required when it comes to me. In fact, I made a no-panty rule at my mansion. They're just an unnecessary barrier between their wet cunts and my rock-hard cock. I like to fuck. And I tell the haters they can fuck off. I get a lot of heat for being the way I am. Have I been called a man whore? Sure. Womanizer? Certainly. Player? Of course. But those names mean nothing, and they're nothing new. I like pussy. Pussy likes me. It's a symbiotic relationship, and I don't need anyone hating on me for having good taste. But my agent, Trenton, thinks my reputation is a problem. Most recently because of the front-page article in L.A. Weekly about a fight that broke out at Tropicale, our favorite bar in the city. Jude and Cassius were there as backup, but the pictures don't exactly shine the best light on me. My fist is raised and some asshole is fronting, pissed that he caught me with his woman. I don't even know either of their names. "Just consider cooling it," Trenton says, dropping the magazine on my patio table. He showed up here this morning to give me a pep talk, or a scolding. I can't really tell. "And this ribbon-cutting ceremony tonight is the perfect opportunity for you to play nice. Show up, let the reporters get a few nice shots of you back in your hometown without a supermodel on your arm." The ride home is over an hour. What am I supposed to do that whole time if I don't have a woman with me? Trenton raises an eyebrow. Read a book? Take a nap? Call your mom? I set down my cappuccino, looking out at the Pacific Ocean. God, I've got it good here in L.A. I can't believe I spent so much of my life in a townhouse in Tolling when this was waiting for me. Actually, I'll be seeing my mom tonight. I'm staying with her. Good. Then you don't need some girl sharing your childhood bed. I'm paying you to land me jobs, not give me dating advice. Dating? That's what you're calling what you do? Trenton laughs. A car will get you at 3. The ceremony is at 6. Wear a suit. Say something nice. I emailed you a few speech options. Just make sure you mention that this was your idea as a way to give back. Right. Give back. I give him an easy smile, not wanting him to guess any of the reasons I wish I were going anywhere else today but my old high school. Tolling High was the place I made all my best memories. Memories way better than I've made here, even with my topless pool parties with champagne fountains. Better than my no-strings-attached weekends in Barbados with my Girl of the Week. Better than winning a People's Choice Award for each of the last 3 movies I starred in as action hero Johnny Jumper, firefighter extraordinaire. But Tolling High is also the place I lost my best friend, Bex. I haven't seen her since the parking lot at graduation. And that's probably a good thing. She let me down, and I let her go. Some things are better left alone. And Bex was everything. She's the reason I have the confidence I do today. She pressed me to be the best version of myself, though God knows I never listened. Even the movies I'm doing now, she'd fucking hate. She'd say I'm a better actor than a character like Johnny Jumper will ever allow me to be. She'd tell me to look for scripts that have heart, soul, meaning, because she thought I was more than a pretty face. But she also ruined me for relationships. She burned me. Hard. And damn, I've never let her go. But hell if I'm going to say all that to Trenton.